CBS News Time, 7:30.
Time, temperature, traffic, the news of the day, the basics, delivered by a guy who a listener once described as like a comfortable pair of shoes, and she meant that in a good way.
It's 7:10 at KCBS, and should be kind of a cool but bright day. And good morning, I'm Al Hart.
Al Hart didn't set out to be a Bay Area broadcast icon. Heck, he didn't set out for the Bay Area at all. The Minnesota native wanted to sing.
When your lover cries, hold her close and whisper low, that tears are only rain to make love grow.
That 1960 recording could have propelled Al out of Shreveport, Louisiana, where he was a DJ calling himself Your Pal Al, the guy with a heart. But it didn't pan out, and the music industry's loss was the Bay Area's gain when Al wound up here in the mid-60s. He joined KCBS in 1966, 2 years before the all-news format arrived. For the next three decades, if it was news, Al delivered it. Things like the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake and the 1991 Oakland firestorm.
San Francisco looks like a deserted city. There are no lights in any of these skyscrapers, almost no traffic. It is a very eerie sight.
It's been heartrending to watch these homes just going up. I can watch them through binoculars.
But delivering bad news wasn't really what made Al tick. One-time co-anchor Lois Malconian remembers his essential sweetness.
Those moments that were joyful when you would hear him laugh on the air with you, with John Madden, with me, with whoever he was laughing with, it came from his soul.
Indeed, Al knew how to laugh and how to get John Madden laughing.
The birthday card says you're not really old till you pick up the remote control, hold it in your ear, and wait for a dial tone.
Hey, I've done that.
I swear someone said, I bet Al's done that.
Al stepped away from daily work at KCBS 15 years ago to care for his wife, Sally, dying of ALS. It was a retirement noted by CBS's biggest names.
It is your unprecedented overall popularity and the belief people have in your integrity that will be your legacy.
Folks in these parts could not get started each day until they've been Al-hearted.
Al didn't vanish. He would spend another 8 years joining us on Wednesday mornings for the John Madden segment before stepping away from radio for good. And in an ironic twist, the guy who retired to care for an ailing wife would remarry just in time to begin his own long battle with a condition called corticobasal degeneration. That battle's over now, but the legacy remains. Our colleague Mike Sugarman spoke for everyone in a tribute to Al.
Al is my idol, both personally and professionally, and I'll always feel lucky for the chance to have worked with him.
That was 25 years ago, and the words still ring true today. So long, Al Hart, and thanks. Stan Bunger, KCBS.